the City Hall. Well, it's an opera house now, but originally the City Hall on top of the Depot Hill was built in 1900, and it opened to the public in 1901. At that time, it had the city government offices in it, the public library, a meeting room, police department with four jail cells in the basement, and the fire department on the back side of the building, and of course, a second-story opera house that is very popular today. In the 70s, the city wanted to tear the building down, and the residents of Stoughton formed a committee called the Stoughton Opera House Committee, and they raised money to restore the opera house on the second floor. The city did not provide any money for the restoration. It was all volunteer or donations from the public that restored it. And now it's an icon of Stoughton. The opera house was shut down in the mid-1950s. It was in disrepair, and bats and pigeons were living up in the opera house on the second floor. And then the committee was started and started raising funds and having it restored. It was completely replastered, the whole inside of the opera house, and painted the original colors that the opera house was. The tin ceiling on the was hand-painted. They had big scaffolding set up, and people would lay on their back and paint the tin ceiling. It's a decorative ceiling, not just a roller brush painting. It shows a highlight of the tin ceiling. So if you ever get to the opera house, be sure to go up into the balcony so you're close to the ceiling and get a good look at it. There are two chandeliers in the opera house. One of them disappeared over the years. So when it was being restored, they took the other one and had a copy made of it to replace the one that was disappeared. To replace the light bulbs on those chandeliers, they are on a pulley system, so it is lowered down to the floor level to replace the light bulbs. The stage, the front part of the stage, the panels can be removed, the flooring panels, and that's where the orchestra pit used to be.